brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just finishing up my rant. It isn't that it bothers me that people lie about me and attack me, because in a sick way, that just brings us more listeners. It is sick to me to see people in this level of delusion, because I know most of them aren't government agents. They're just influenced by them. And it's an admitted Israeli operative that, I mean, he brags about it, and he's on national Israeli TV and radio all the time, that he put out the disinfo that I work for the Vatican, and I'm not even Catholic. So some of these guys are very, very proud of themselves. But, I mean, what, trying to force me to come out and attack Catholics when Catholics are good, great people? I'm not going to be anti-Semitic. I'm not going to attack Catholics. I'm not going to attack black people. You know, I'm proud that I've got Native American heritage. I get, you know, emails saying I'm a mongrel. You are an idiot. You don't have enough accomplishments in your life to feel good about who you are, that you've got to sit around with some delusion that you're the master race. You know, I don't care if it's the black Israelites saying they're the master race, or some of the Zionist sects saying they're the master race, or the Nazis saying they're the master race. I'm sick of all of you. But again, this is mental illness. This is a population unable to deal with what's coming down the road, the semi coming down the road, the New World Order, bankruptcy of the country, gun bans openly being announced, attacks on liberty, people having their children kidnapped everywhere by the state with no due process. And I'm here just trying to cover this. And literally every other comment on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com is the same throwaway lines. Alex Jones is CIA. No proof. Total lie. I'm risking my life doing this, man. I've been through hell to bring you this information. It's annoying. I work for this. I work for that. It's all bull. The establishment doesn't want you to believe there's things that are real, because they don't want you to believe in yourself. But I'll just say this to everybody out there, because a lot of you understand the propaganda, the programming, you've broken your conditioning, you're moving forward, regardless of who or what Alex Jones is. Let's just say I'm bad. Let's just say I'm worse than Satan. Let's just say it. I'm all those things. Put it all on me. Okay? DynCorp didn't kidnap all those kids. It was me. The feds didn't burn down Waco and shoot those people. It was me. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, they didn't steal the $14-plus trillion. It was me. L. Ron Hubbard didn't start Scientology. It was me. The Hunt brothers weren't the big right-wing guys running around wanting a right-wing government. It was me. It's not Baxter Pharmaceutical mailing out to be mixed with vaccines, live bird flu. It was me. Let me think else what I did. You see, and then let's just get past it, and let's just say I'm bad. It's all my fault. But if I went away tomorrow, would the New World Order still be there? I mean, let's admit it. I built it. I did it. I gave birth to it. According to everybody. I mean, it's me. How mindless is that programming and propaganda? The New World Order is the corrupt imperial system of governing through covert means, basically a private corporate takeover. It's openly announcing itself. We've been blowing the whistle for almost 14 years, warning everybody about what was happening and being set up. You can go watch my videos that I did locally on Access TV 13, 14 years ago. They're evergreen. People are now rediscovering them, uploading them. People that had them, you know, in their closet, the tape of local TV, they're uploading them. Upload more. People are seeing, oh, my God, this guy knew everything was going to happen 12, 13 years ago. Judge a tree by its fruits, the legitimacy of all the work. And you talk to people, who woke you up? Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. See? But then we wake people up, and they only get woken up to one level. Then they get sucked in to kind of the court gallery of the New World Order down all these wormholes of it's this group, it's that group, it's this group, it's this group, it's that group. You know? And that's what the establishment wants. It's a liberal conspiracy. No, it's a right-wing conspiracy. The system wants to keep you divided instead of, I want liberty and freedom. I want to bring down the New World Order. I don't want a private Federal Reserve. They're like, silence, Vatican assassin. And I'm like, let's What's your proof? Shut up! You need to die! And I'm like, but I just want to get rid of the private Federal Reserve. Exactly! The Vatican plan!
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists have stated on record. Lately, they said the depression is great. George Soros has said he's having the best time of his life. He's having a great depression. This is the culmination of his life, that we live too well, and that they've got to teach us to be more frugal. Well, how about they become more frugal? You know, it's always Oprah Winfrey and Al Gore, and the rest of them have their own private jets, and Al Gore literally owns Occidental Petroleum, one of the, the top 20 oil companies out there. The guy's fabulously wealthy. And, you know, the heir to the Armand Hammer fortune, it was given all to his dad, the senator, and then to him, Albert Gore Sr. And we just need to commit to ourselves to fight these people. I mean, we can't sit here and suck our thumbs and be distracted and diverted like we're a bunch of children where, you know, the emperor has no clothes and the little kid steps forward and says the emperor's butt naked, and then the emperor's agents turn to the little 4-year-old saying the emperor has no clothes, and they say, no, you're a government agent, little boy. It isn't about the little boy. Let's just say the little boy is a government agent. He's evil. But why would he be exposing the emperor? But let's just be mentally ill. Let's just say the little boy exposing the emperor is bad. I'm bad. But can you look with your own eyeballs and see if the emperor's butt naked or not? I mean, you know, I understand. I'm bad. Let's just end that argument now, because my goal is to defeat the New World Order. So let's just say I'm bad. I'm everything bad. Everything bad in the universe emanates from me. It's not true, but let's just say it. Now, can we address the New World Order? Can we address what it's doing and what it's up to and what's happening? Let's go to calls. All right, I'm out of control here. George and Mass and Steve, Josh, Tim, David, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, George.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Hi. Getting back to weeding out the good and bad military, I got a friend that did black ops over 30 years ago, and I wanted to share with the listeners a couple things he told me. Back in the 80s, the military issued a memo to all officers asking if they had a problem putting a gun to civilians' heads and pulling the trigger. He said that if they didn't answer yes, that their career was over as they knew it. And number two, that he still has friends in active duty that told him that a whole boatload of microchips had just recently come into the country. And I asked him if they were just for kids. He said no, for everybody. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Anything else, sir?
That's it.
No, I mean, this is on record. This is not a secret. That special forces, especially the Delta Force, when they graduate or they've done the physical stuff, they've done the survival training, they've gone through all these levels, they're then given Machiavelli's book, The Prince, which says the end justifies the means. So you got to do evil to protect good. You got to stage terror attacks to beat the bad guys because you're still the good guys, and you've got to do all these horrible things. It's kind of a play on what Churchill said about the truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. But really, once you've played that little mind game, those are just evil people that are manipulating folks who would be somewhat good to start down the road to the dark side. You know, that you're going to get this power and be evil and do these bad things for the greater good, because the enemy doesn't follow the rules. So we got to break all the rules, too, so we're in an even playing field. You got that soldier, and they're already on such a power trip and so committed to this that they say, yes, they'll do it. But a lot of them say no. And, they start them out doing a lot of just regular missions. And then by the time they've been, say, an Army officer, not even Special Forces, just an Army officer, they say, okay, we want to recruit you, Captain, into the Central Intelligence Agency. And we want you to do this with this agent and to work with organized crime, say, in Chicago. This is a true story. And then the individual goes and they're dealing drugs in Chicago. In that case, they said they couldn't do it and left. And their career in intelligence was over. But, I mean, the government runs the major prostitution, folks. The ones they don't run, they bust. They run the cocaine. They run the heroin. They run the ecstasy. They run it all, except methamphetamine and marijuana. And that's why they wage war against those. And methamphetamine is bad for you because it'll burn you out, even if it's pharmaceutical grade. But the stuff people use on the street, because it's illegal, because it's made in back rooms with chemicals, to be technical, I shouldn't digress. They control the sub-ingredients to methamphetamine. And so people can't get those, so they have to take, instead of two or three ingredients, they got to have 10, 15 ingredients. And these people, most of them, aren't chemists, or they don't have the proper tools. Even if they did, it was hard to do. They don't separate all the poison out. They don't separate all the chemicals out and get what they need. So you and methamphetamine, you're out of your minds. If you're using bathtub, basement methamphetamine, I mean, you are out of your minds. I mean, you use the pharmaceutical stuff, you end up like Elvis. You, or John F. Kennedy was on it as well. You use the street stuff, you're out of your mind. That stuff kills those people so fast, their teeth falls out. They're basically zombies running around wanting more methamphetamine. Because you might as well just drink Drano, folks. It is so bad. Just a public service announcement there for you. But that's why they go after marijuana and methamphetamine so bad. It's because they don't control it. And so that's how they corrupt these people into their systems. And they pick up people for left-wing ideologies, and they work within left-wing systems to carry out the New World Order for when the left's in power. And then they infiltrate the right and try to take over those groups to control that. And the globalists are masters at getting good people to join them by believing a false narrative that they're given. Okay, let's go to Steve in Chicago, then we'll go to Josh, Tim, Dave, and others. Go ahead, you're on the air, Steve.
Well, first off, I want to talk about that sheriff there that evicted that woman. You have to know that he was the one that was involved in "I'll arrest you if you don't vote for Obama." He's a MIAC maniac. But that's not the reason.
Hold on, sir. Do you know that?
Yeah, it's right on the. He's called Glenn Boyer.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You just reminded me. I believe the sheriff of Jefferson County is in those newscasts. I think you're right. In fact, guys, did you ever find the one about they'll arrest you in Missouri if you criticize Obama? You didn't find that, and we've played it many times. John, do you have it? Find it for me, and then send it to the guys. They didn't have any luck. Are you saying, Steve, you confirmed this?
Yes, I did. It's been all over the press. You see, this is a White House black op. You know what I'm saying? This guy, he's having his strings pulled by Obama. And he said if you didn't vote, there'd be arrests and intimidation. And so this is what happens.
No, I mean, I know a bunch of Missouri officials, including the sheriff, that city's in. I haven't confirmed if it's Glenn. I'm not saying you're lying. I just have to confirm
Oliver
this.
Glenn. Glenn is like his nickname, Oliver Glenn Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R.
So you know all about him.
Well, I've heard about him. He's disreputable. He's not one of us. He's working for the big companies in Obama, the industrialists, bankers, international bankers.
Well, no, I know that Obama's taking over all the local governments and communities. I mean, Bush helped build it for him, and now it's going to jump level. It's like, you know, they built the platform, and then Obama's launching the system. And they really are federalizing everything. They really are getting GPS readings at everybody's doors. They really are. Can you believe that they've introduced bills to ban anybody that when government just lists you as an extremist, you can't own guns anymore? I mean, they've actually are trying it while saying on the news, there's no new gun bills. So everybody stands down while they try to pass it.
I just think this should be exposed because now you see who's pulling the strings.
Well, you know, it's driving me crazy. I didn't put this in the Obama deception. I mean, I could have made it even worse, but people wouldn't believe it about how they were intimidating people. But it's going to be in the new film because they're still intimidating people. I have no doubt it's the White House that's got our YouTube channels and other channels being shut down in mass. I appreciate your call, Steve. The reason I know that is it's been in the press that they keep calling small compared to us, people with a few million views compared to our tens and tens and tens of millions, to the White House telling them, this is disturbing what you're doing. I don't want you to do these blogs. And the White House has their own YouTube channel. They're obsessed with YouTube. He does YouTube-only transmissions. I mean, they know that's the future. And we have just gone so viral on YouTube, especially, that they are censoring us. And that's coming up next hour. I promise to get to your calls right now. But this is driving me crazy. There's a bunch of newscast out of Kansas. It was linked on Drudge Report. It made national news. Let me think of the exact headline. Hold on. This is a good exercise we do on air because it gets listeners to go look it up for themselves. It was it's driving me crazy. I can't remember the exact headline. John, no luck, no dice. This was InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com wrote stories about it. We covered it ad nauseum. It drives me crazy. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Josh in Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm one of listeners that saw your videos on YouTube, and so I've just kind of been awake in the last couple of months. One topic I've never heard you address is peaking of global oil production. How this, now that oil is going to become a more limited resource, how that's going to play into the global elite's plans. Anybody out there that's not familiar with it, I'd suggest you look up Matt Simmons on Google or go to lifeafterTheOilCrash.net for more information. I'm just interested in your opinion.
Okay, well, I hate to disagree with you, but we have the facts. Peak oil is a fraud. There is more oil now they've discovered than ever before. But you're right in that they're creating artificial scarcity. And artificial scarcity, stay there, we'll come back to you. We did find it. Tell the truth about Obama in Missouri, go to jail, is the Kurt Nemo headline. And again, folks, when I get frustrated, it's because I burn with exposing these people. I know everything I'm saying is documented. I know it sounds insane. They got bills introduced to ban any guns they want. They got bills introduced where conservatives won't be able to buy own guns anymore. It's all happening.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Oh, yeah. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I'm going to keep taking calls right now. But I'm going to go through the true level of the child kidnapping rings run by the federal government. And I'm going to detail it from mainstream news sources, what is really admitted. And why Obama's about to release more photos, I'll tell you right now. These are the whitewashes. This is how they limit things. It's kind of like you put an oil fire out with a stick of dynamite. you fight fire with fire. They release this stuff. Abu Ghraib had already broken in Europe. Troops were blowing the whistle. There's thousands of videos and audios. Congress admitted that's what was reported of the troops ordered to rape children in front of their parents. And that's confirmed. It's in the Army's own report. But you never, never see that on the nightly news. It's been in major newspapers, but that's it. So we're going to go over that, tell you what's really happening there, and the gun grabbing, the attack on the First Amendment, and free speech worldwide. But going back to peak oil, I have family that are petroleum geologists, family that's worked in oil fields as roughnecks, you know, right up to plant managers. There's oil everywhere. They drill gas wells, oil wells all the time, and they just cap them from Oklahoma to the South Dakota to Texas. They're everywhere. The North Sea, Russia, the stands in Central Asia. But the globalists and Club of Rome do say they're artificially cutting off resources and telling us there's no oil. And so they'd rather sell us a gallon of oil, a gallon of gas, refined from oil, for $20 instead of sell us, 10 gallons for $20. They, just like diamonds are semi-precious, but they advertise that there's nowhere to be found, and oh my gosh, it's mortgage your house to buy one. It's just so important when it's a semi-precious stone in the same range as agate or rhinestones. But yes, they are artificially bringing us back to a post-industrial world. That is what my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement covers. Anything else, Josh?
I just think that, since 1970, American domestic production has been declining. That's just seems to me undeniable. We import 2/3 of the oil that we use. And so.
Undeniable. Okay, let's stop right there. They allow one pipeline from Alaska. It's admitted that the whole place has more oil than Saudi Arabia. It doesn't hurt the environment at all to pump that stuff right out of the ground and through pipelines. The caribou use it as shelter. Out there, all there are is caribou and mosquitoes, basically, and it's all capped. And most of the Gulf of Mexico is off limits to drilling. One 600 square mile area has more oil than Iraq, and that's on record. I mean, do you understand how many areas are off limits to drilling, sir?
Yes. I mean, Saudi Arabia produces, I think, 10 to 12 million barrels a day. I think the maximum that anybody would expect to come out of Alaska is around 1 million to 1.3 million barrels a day. That's in 10 years' time.
That's what Congress says. They says if we drilled everywhere now, there'd be a 1% increase, and then they give no facts. Hey, bro, listen. How did you get sold on this peak oil thing? I mean, do you believe diamonds? Do you believe diamonds are precious?
No. I mean, they're rare.
No, they're not even rare.
They have objective value.
Artificial scarcity. Do you know what that is?
Well, except that diamonds aren't a consumable. Oil is. And so,
diamonds are used in many industrial uses. There's diamonds all over the United States. There's diamonds all over Canada. And no one's allowed to mine them.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm missing the parallel, though.
You know, the big oil companies finance all the fake environmental groups every time they find diamonds in Arkansas or Alaska or Canada or Texas. They declare it a wildlife preserve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually big oil publicly finances the fake global warming movement. Rex Tillerson, ExxonMobil head, says it's real. We've got to have a global warming tax. We've got to tax carbon. I mean, do you believe that?
Oh, I don't believe in global warming.
Well, I mean, the summertime's here. I mean, it is warming. I mean, but that's natural.
I mean, I don't believe in artificial
man-made
global warming, but the two are separate. And so there are just real world limitations to the amount of oil that we're going to be able to pull out of the ground in the next 10 to 20 years.
Are you a petroleum geologist?
No. No, I'm not. But it's really just a matter of looking at the numbers. I don't see how it would be way too complex.
Sir, have you read the Associated Press lawsuit documents where they got the four-year documents from the Big Ten oil companies and from 1995 and 96, broke in the AP in 2000, where their internal documents in meetings as a oligopoly or a combine, they report in there. You can just search engine AP oil companies buying up refineries for artificial bottleneck. And they say there's too much oil. We've got to buy up refineries worldwide and in the U.S. to create an artificial bottleneck and then control through environmental groups the bringing oil to market through smaller groups to create an artificial monopoly, or we're going to be bankrupted. I mean, did you know in the 20s that heroin and cocaine were made illegal, lobbied by the big heroin and cocaine companies because they'd lost their monopoly, they wanted it back?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Foul point, the break cut off, was that
when the man comes around.
On record, it was the big importers of opium and cocaine and other drugs that were sold in drugstores everywhere. People really weren't using their drugs. The word was out they were bad for you. They were trying to put them in all the soft drinks, push them on kids. That wasn't working too well. This is all on record. Dr. Pepper had cocaine, other stuff in it, so did Coca-Cola. You don't believe me, that's why Coke's called Coke. I assure you, had high levels of cocaine in it. The mystery secret ingredient, because the cattle aren't ready to hear it, is denatured cocaine in Coca-Cola and Pepsi. That's like decaf. It's decoconated. They just made it illegal to jack up the price. And that's what the global warming carbon tax is. They're going to tax the daylights out of it. They're going to say it's bad for the earth. Carbon dioxide that you exhale is a toxic waste. No, it's not. It's what plants breathe. There is oil everywhere. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they drill all over Texas and almost everywhere they drill, depending on how deep they go. I mean, there's an oil field from Fort Worth down to Houston. Everywhere they drill, they're hitting oil at 2-3 levels and natural gas. It's just, look, my family's from Texas, okay? Both my grandfathers worked as roughnecks, right out of college. And then one of my grandpas was a lease hound, going around trying to get oil leases on people's property. In New Mexico, they lived in, what's the town? Roswell. They lived there. Crazy story my grandma told. We're coming back the day after Christmas from Ruidosa about 4 years ago. We've been skiing, and we took her. We got an RV, my parents, my grandma, last living grandparent. We all drive out to Ruidosa, and one of my daughters, who only had one daughter at the time, got a cold. We knew high altitude, 9,000 feet, wasn't good for a cold. Just cold. So we came home. So day after Christmas, we're sitting there in Roswell at a Denny's with horrible service, looking like an hour and a half to bring us eggs or something. And we're sitting there, and she goes, oh, yeah, I remember when Bill, that's my grandfather, worked in the petroleum building right there. I forget for what oil company. And back in 1947 or whatever, when Biff, that's my mother's brother, was born. I was like, I didn't even know you lived in New Mexico. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember now. And then I was like, hey, do you remember the Roswell crash? That's when that happened. And she said, I don't remember anything about that, but I remember when they had something under a big tarp on a truck, and they said it was martial law, and there were soldiers with machine guns in the town. How weird is it my grandmother was in Roswell and all that went on? And I don't cover UFOs. I don't know what happened. Point is, it's funny. Uh-oh, now it's going to be that I'm working for the aliens. Actually, that's already been said before. They have it on good authority. I am actually not a Vatican assassin or an Israeli agent. I'm actually a reptoid, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, even if I am a reptoid, still the bankers are ruling us. We got to do something about it. Exposing that I'm a reptoid isn't going to save us. We have to get motivated and take action against the New World Order. And if we don't let them get us all fighting with each other, and if we just move forward against the globalists and what their policies are, whether it's reptoids from Planet Pop-Tart or whoever that runs it, then we can get all Americans and people of the world together to defeat globalization, which is global tyranny. All right, I'm going to talk to Tim. I'm going to talk to Dave. I'm going to talk to Wendy, to Tony, and Kirk. And I'm going to be in for calls until I finish all the news, because we've got new huge developments in censorship by YouTube. Just ultra-massive open announcements. No more videos, period, on Google. It's been announced. It's been announced. I told everybody this. They are shutting the web down piece by piece. They're just flipping switches. Imagine like 100 switches, and they're going... Every week, another switch. And we're like, well, look, New York Times says they're shutting the web down as we knew it to take away free speech for our safety and to be gatekeepers. And they're flipping the switches. And Jay Rockefeller says they're going to shut the web down. They're flipping switches. And I'm going, and they got bills introduced to charge you with felonies if someone says it hurt their feelings what you said. Flipping switches. I'm going, and the public's still, shut up, reptoid. And I'm like, man, listen, we got serious stuff to talk about here. And I understand why people kind of psychologically sometimes divert off serious issues into kind of sub stuff, because this is scary. And I got the government's run white slavery rings coming up. I do, though, right now with PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners. If you're just a radio listener, not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you should become one. I mean, 5+ years up and running, 22 films, hundreds and hundreds of video reports, expanded extras just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I'm going to announce tomorrow the new film that goes on pre-sale that will be shipping in 14 days. But it's a little quick film I made, but it's very good. A special subject that's coming up. So visit InfoWars.com. When you're on the shopping cart, folks, look at this beauty. And again, if you are not watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go to InfoWars.com and click on the T-shirt banner at the top and look at that. I figured since it's an act of terrorism, and people, I'm going to warn you, are being detained, are being arrested for wearing these. I mean, because the Founding Fathers wore them, and everybody knows that's bad. Don't tread on me, ladies and gentlemen. And all it's saying is leave my liberty and my freedoms alone. And here is the back. It's got Thomas Jefferson, which I have FEMA saying on tape was evil. third president of the U.S. The Tree of Liberty, of course, you're really the terrorist criminals, so we're not going to let your chilling effect work. The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Thomas Jefferson, Infowars.com. Okay, that's one of the new shirts. Look at this sucker right here. Got a Minuteman, another terrorist on the front. He wouldn't turn his guns in. Paul Revere, Live Free or Die, New Hampshire motto. Again, they say you're a terrorist. They've got bills introduced where people that are put on a conservative list will not be able to own guns, an extremist list. Mainstream news. See, they're just like they made Jews wear yellow stars. They always, the New World Order always picks out a group to persecute first. And I get the Obama people emailing me going, yeah, you right-wing bastard, we need to arrest you. We're glad your YouTube channels are being shut down left and right. You know, you're an evil racist. And I'm like, it's Obama that keeps saying race, 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 race to inject that in people's brains. But these are great because you meet like-minded people wearing these T-shirts. Patriots are everywhere. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com folks are everywhere. You wear this at college. People keep asking how to network, how to socially network, and I haven't gotten that set up yet on the website, so this is the next best thing. Believe me, you start wearing shirts like this, you're going to find the Patriot girls and the Patriot boys. So girls, get you a T-shirt. Boys, get you a T-shirt. Or you go to political events, go to the Tea Parties with this. Come and take it. This is the Texas Gonzales flag. They were coming to confiscate the guns from the people in Gonzales, Texas, south of Austin. This is where the war started. Then they ran to the Alamo, and the rest is history. Come and take it. There's a war on for your mind. Arm yourself. Infowars.com. Instead of this having a cannon or an old musket on it, the 1836 Gonzales flag, we got a Kalashnikov there on the, you know, the best and most inexpensive gun you can get for the price. And Infowars.com on the back. And then this one, is great. It shows a white guy and a red guy, and the red guy, the commie, really works for the bankers. He's got his gun to the head of the person with a bag of money, his property. And it's just socialism. It's real simple. It's sticking you up. And the bankers get 99% of it, and their slaves get, you know, 1% to help them rob the people. Socialism, defend yourself. Infowars.com, and on the back, Infowars.com. And folks, believe me, these shirts will certainly get the conversation going. This is our newest one, this yellow one. And, all right, enough of the blue light special, but you can also call and get it, 888-253-3139. You know, I could rant for 10 hours straight, and I've done 6-hour shows here before. But, you know, the meter's running on this radio show. The big crew of three people out there, the two IT guys, everything. These are great materials, great T-shirts, great videos, the Obama deception, Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies, Endgame, Terror Storm, and we got to pay for all this. We're under attack. I mean, you know, we're getting hack attacks, you name it. So please financially support us. And don't forget the Money Bomb. Second annual Money Bomb to be used to expand the TV studio with an official TV studio and get us the time. We got to pay for it on Dish Network. We spent the money we had, built this, moved into bigger digs. Not enough. The place next door is open. We're going to expand with that Money Bomb if you will do it. And 100% of that Money Bomb will go into the fight against the New World Order. So details on that are at Infowars.com. You can go ahead and pledge to give or go ahead and start giving. And the goal is $250,000. Sounds like a lot, but it's not when you're actually doing this. Again, our IT bill's $20,000 a month just for the CDNs, about $30,000 total. But side issue, speaking of patriots and people that make this show possible, there's nobody out there, you know, except for God above, but no mortal man out there more responsible for helping me get the word out and everything I do. The affiliates, the listeners, the sponsors, all a big part of it. But Ted Anderson, I was on 98.9 KJFK in 1996. I started out on TV in 1995. And Ted Anderson of Midas Resources, I was interviewing people like Mark Kornke and John Stattmiller and Patriot leaders on my radio show here in Austin. And Ted Anderson was the main sponsor of a little bitty satellite network that happened to be on shortwave and a few AM and FMs. And I got on that, and then Ted expanded it, set up a new network in 98, and has been there behind me all along, and has literally been at the point 5-6 years ago where he had to mortgage his house to keep the network going. And, you know, he's been in the precious metal business for 31 years, and he's gone from almost going bankrupt to now being one of the fastest growing and one of the biggest of the top 10 gold and silver brokers in the country. And he's done that, and we're going to spend just a few minutes with him and go back to your calls and get into all that news, I promised. He's been able to do that because Ted Anderson buys when gold and silver's low and then sells it at the low price when it's high. That's Ted Anderson's secret. Everybody else, not everybody, but everybody I know, believe me, I shop around. When I buy some gold and silver, which I do every few months, a few coins here, a few coins there, because you can't trust the banks, folks. They're devaluing the currency. I've shopped around, and I've never found a better deal than I can get from Ted. Because other places, when gold goes up, they buy low, too, and they sit there and hoard it. When gold goes up, they raise the price. When silver goes up, they raise the price. Ted sells out of what he had at the lower price and then buys and has to go up sometimes. And that just happened with silver. But it's still at a price much lower than you'll find anywhere. And it's Lakotas that are sold out everywhere. These are $25 a piece everywhere else. Ted's got them for $19. Same thing with gold. Ted Anderson, speaking of support, not only do folks get a great deal, it also supports the network that you've poured everything into. And, you know, it takes a lot to not be one of the big establishment networks and do what you've done, Ted. What is it? Genesis has over 350 affiliates now between all the shows and growing. I mean, I tell you, Ted, you've done something that other big networks operate on tens of billions of dollars. You've done this for just a couple million dollars a year, with the network even less. I've just got to commend you, Ted Anderson.
Well, thanks a lot, Alex. I mean, it, you know, obviously it takes a lot of long, hard hours of work, just like you guys do. I mean, but if you hang in there and you're tenacious enough, you know, you win, especially when you're doing the right thing rather than the wrong thing. But yeah, you're right about the gold and silver market. We were talking last week and you're asking me about what you can buy. And you've seen I had about $600,000 worth of British sovereigns and francs. And the price that I offered them to you at last week when gold was around 880 is the same price that I'm offering them right now when gold is at 900. Well, presently right now, gold, last time I printed it off here, let me look, 923.80, hit a high today of 924.80 since I printed off the sheet on what's going on in gold. You can pick these things off. I mean, this is like picking my pockets, really. The British sovereigns right now are at 267. The francs right now, 214. That is the same price when gold is at 880. Plus, also, you're right about that. I do have the Lakota Nation silver rounds. They're actually at $19.66. And silver now, rather than being at $11 an ounce, now the silver is at, I need reading glasses, Alex. It's been as high as $14.34 today. So, I mean, big increases, obviously a reflection of what happens when you take a fiat currency and you turn on the printing press. I mean, we've increased.
Do you still have the Lincolns? Because you were saying that was the best deal.
Well, right now, not the Lincolns. It's the Franklin half dollar. I mean, I do have that, and that still is at the price. I mean, I had the Lakotas at $17.
There's no such thing as a Lincolns. I meant the Franklins.
Yeah, the Lincoln is a penny, obviously, but...
No, I know. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah. Well,
I can't keep track of it all. Now, what about the Lakotas? Why is that coin so hot? I mean, it's a gorgeous coin.
Well, it's
got the Native American warrior on the front, and it's got the buffalo on the back. That's a silver coin that's $25+ on eBay and other places. You've got them at 19.
Yeah, well, I mean, the reason why they're hot is because you have a private nation that is issuing a private currency that's competing with the Federal Reserve note. And you know, everybody knows, you know, what the Federal Reserve is about. And I think we're all hungry to see something new and different. And the United States of America is going exactly the wrong direction and should be it should be dumping the Fed and going back to constitutional money. And now the Lakota Nation decides to issue a coin that resembles what our Constitution should be, you know, what our U.S. Government should be doing with the constitutional money. And no surprise to me, people want it, and they want it in a big way. That coin is a great coin. It's beautiful. I mean, the mirror finish with the Indian head on the front and the buffalo on the reverse. I mean, seeing a picture just doesn't do justice for it. It's a very, very pretty coin.
Okay, now you sold out of them at $17. You're getting close to selling them out at $19. How long can you hold that deal for folks?
Well, I can tell you right now, I'll be able to hold on to this deal at least till tonight, and I would imagine into tomorrow, because last time I picked them up, it was about the quantity of 5,000 coins, and I just know about how long it takes for me to sell out on those. It'll probably take me about a day, maybe a day and a half. But if you really, really want to take advantage of something that is just a fabulous price and a great deal, those British sovereigns and francs and the gold, and then, you know, those Franklin.
Let's explain. You've got gold $40+ less than what it's currently trading for, you know, factored in with the price. I mean, you cannot beat that deal. 800-686-2237. It's there on screen, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. But tell them it's the Ted Anderson special to make sure you get that price, or it will be the current price, which is increase in silver and in gold. And, Ted, I just so firmly believe in this. I mean, you know, I bought, five rolls of the Lakotas last week, because that's kind of the, you know, poor man's gold is silver. And, you know, I just every few months get a little bit of coin here, a little bit of coin there, because, the dollar is in deep trouble by design. And I just hope folks don't trust this system. I hope people will hedge their bets and get partially out of the stock market and out of these uninsured annuities and get into silver and gold, physically holding it. You know, the whole media tells you don't do this. There's a reason. Look how gold's gone up from $300 an ounce to $900-something an ounce the last 5 years. This is the best bet, I think, out there, period. And if folks don't hedge their bets, they are, frankly, moronic. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for coming on with us. Will the brokers be there till midnight tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Just call in and leave a message if you've missed somebody, but they'll be here for you.
All right, 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones and Ted Anderson sent you to make sure. Tell them it's the radio special. Okay, your call straight ahead until I got through this gamut of calls. And then just massive total news blitz coming up. Stay with us.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
You know, this stuff happens, and even though you knew it was coming, it's hard to believe. Google just comes out and says, no more Google Video. They've been hiding it for the last year and phasing it out, and we said, they're getting rid of it, they're getting rid of it. Now we're telling you they're phasing out user videos on YouTube. Those are going to be relegated. And they're now purging not just my videos, but I talked to Nate Evans, man. He was uploading my videos, purely my show, to a director's account he's had since early 2006. And they just shut him down. They didn't even claim a copyright thing. They just said, "We're you know, you don't get to have your account." That's coming up. And again, a lot of listeners on AM and FM are like, who cares about YouTube? And I get these emails going, you should just stream your videos for free. We can't afford it. I mean, are you kidding? I can barely afford to give really good service to PrisonPlanet.tv members. You know, on super high-quality CDNs and high quality. I mean, you know how much money YouTube and Google have? They do it through advertising. It's the biggest websites out there on the web. You know, we have millions of views a week on YouTube and Google, conservatively, millions. Millions? Those are the big sites. Google and YouTube are the top three sites. You know, they're it. Yahoo, Google, and YouTube. And Google owns YouTube. We're there because that's where the people are. Everywhere I go, about half the folks that say they're listeners, I say, how'd you find the show? They say, YouTube. You heard the last caller saying that. We can't just give it up. That's where we're fighting them. Man, it's so delusional. Ah, just put it out yourself on video. We want to be where the big crowd is. If I wanted to speak to a crowd of people, I would try to go find a big congregated folks, you know, people at the city park, which you used to be able to do. They now arrest you and say you got to have a permit. That's the freedom of America. You know, First Amendment says you can do it, but they say we have SWAT teams. You know, it always goes back to that. We have weapons. You don't have that. By the way, we're going to take everything you got for foreign banks. How's that sound? Oh, you don't like the foreign bankers. You must be working for the Pop-Tart people. You know, I mean, it is just totally delusional, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm out of control. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Tim, go ahead. Going once.
Welcome back, Alex.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, I got a little present for you. Last week you had called for a clip, and then the guest came on late, and I didn't get a chance to play it for you. It took a little bit of sanitization, and we tightened it up a little. With that, all that work done, I'd like to forward the balance of my time to this clip for you. This is
What is the clip?
Tony Montana.
Oh, yeah, about the communists. You a communist?
Here
it is.
You a communist? I am. How do you like? They tell you all the time what to do, what to think, what to feel. Do you want to be like a sheep? Like all those other people?
I don't have to listen to this.
But I work 8 times now. Is you
Your computer had a heart attack.
Do you want a chip on every corner, man, looking after you, watching everything you do, everything you say, man? How do you like that? What do you want me to stay there and do nothing? Hey, I know the criminal, right? I know the thief. I'm Tony Montana, a political prisoner from Cuba. And I want my human right now. Just like the president, Jimmy Carter says.
It kind of skipped there at the best part where he says, you want a Chivano in every corner telling you what to eat, what to wear, what to do?
Let me try to
squid.
That.
I eat squid 3 times a day. I'm sorry. I got squid.
I cut that out because like every other word in this movie is you know what.
Yeah.
You want a Chivano in every corner, man, looking after you, watching everything you do, everything you say, man? How do you like that? What, do you want me to stay there and do nothing?
Well, thanks.
I love it. Hey, you know what? It got interrupted. Play the clip again. No music, folks. Let's go out of break with Tony Montana. More of your call straight ahead, and I appreciate that present.
Here from the top.
All right, here it is.
You a communist? Huh? How do you like it? They tell you all the time what to do, what to think, what to feel. Do you want to be like a sheep? Like all those other people?
Bah, bah. I don't have to listen to this.
But I work 8 times now. Is you own nothing? You got nothing? You want a Chivano on every corner, man, looking after you, watching everything you do?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.